Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Moon, Moo, and You, the Collective Wisdom. My name is Kate Loving-Schenck, and Joan Adams and I host the show. The call-in number is 347-205-9200. Todd Silva is our returning guest this evening. He was first on the show on 4/14/2009. Joan was not able to join us that night, but she is thrilled to be here with Todd this evening. Todd is the inspiration behind the Give a Dollar Away Every Single Day movement. It is a way to give back in a totally creative way, plus it adds a little adventure to your life as well. Giving is a major spiritual principle, and as we give, we find that we are also adding something more to our lives in the process. Joining me now is Joan Adams. Hello, and Joan.
Hello, Kate. This is fun. Finally, get to be on with you and Todd.
I know he isn't here yet, but there he is. But yes, I think it's so interesting that he was here on 4/14. All those fours, and I know your birthday is in 2 days. So happy birthday! I will say it again. So. Hello, Todd.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're great.
Yeah, right. I heard you talking about birthdays there, and I know you're talking about Joan's birthday.
That's right.
First of April. But you were on the show on 4/14 last year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just about a year ago. Wow. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, time flies. It doesn't seem like it was that long ago.
It really does fly.
Wow. Well, Joan, are you getting excited about your birthday? How are you going to celebrate it?
Oh, I don't know. I understand. You know, I am a April Fool's birthday, married to a practical joker.
I love it. Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm. And the grandchildren are in training.
They're going to
running around giggling behind my back, and you know, so there's no telling what's going to happen around here.
Oh man.
You've got to write a blog post about it.
Oh, well, sure.
At least.
That's good. And the title is just like you mentioned, is perfect, you know. April Fool's birthday married to a practical joker, I'll tell you.
Oh,
tremendous.
I'll tell you.
That would be an attention getter.
It's been an adventure for almost 50 years now, so.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. But I
it
tell
is.
You, it is a true adventure.
Wow.
He calls it
a test. You could actually.
It's a test.
Oh, he calls it a test. Whitey.
Yes. Whitey says it's a test. Yeah, he's being tested. But anyway.
Oh,
I think you are too, by the way.
So do I. We'll tell him that when you get here.
Yes, I'm just about to meet Joan in probably 3 weeks.
How about that?
For the first time.
We're bringing Kate to South Carolina.
You guys have not actually met yet.
No.
Okay. Well, you know, isn't that so funny? I mean, that's like the online world we have nowadays. I mean, you know, we've got friends all over the world and in many places, and then after a while we realize, wait a minute, I haven't met you yet. You know, we've been friends for years and we've talked about this and that, but we haven't met yet.
That's wild.
Yeah.
It really is. It's interesting because, and we've talked about this so many times too, but I think when you're writing online, you get to know each other better.
Yes.
Even, you know, than friends that you've known for years at home.
Yes.
Yeah, Yeah, I think you're right, because the writing online just really elicits what's really going on with a person.
Mm-hmm.
You get to find out what they're really up to and what's, you know, their successes and their challenges and what's working for them and what they're having difficulties with.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's a new kind of friendship.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
Because we've known you since the days of Pat O'Brien School, for goodness sake.
Yes.
Yes.
And that's and I took Unseminar 4 in November of 2007, so that's like 2.5 years ago.
Nice.
So
that's where Kate and I met too.
Okay.
At the university, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
2.5 years ago then, because I was there when I remember when you came in, Todd.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Or else you had been quiet for a while.
Well, wait a minute. Which one were you in? Number, you weren't in number 4, were you?
No, we just went to the what Joan meant was that we met at the university, at online university. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Not the Unseminar itself.
No, I haven't been to Unseminar.
Oh, you haven't done that.
No.
Okay.
No, that's still on my list.
Yeah.
Things to do.
That was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. You know, it's just I made a lot of good friends, and many of which I've continued to stay in touch with, and so.
Exactly.
A lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Is that at that Unseminar in 2007? Is that where you launched your dollar a day giveaway idea?
You might say that. It's not where I officially launched it. I officially launched it when I started doing it myself at the end of August of 2007, and then a little while later, after I got kind of through the kinks and had it a little bit figured out as to what I was doing and what it really meant. That's when I put together some web pages. I put together just one web page initially, just so that I could share with a couple friends who I had told about it. I could share with them what it was and how I was doing it and where I was doing it, because they were real curious. They said, well, what is it that you're doing and how are you doing it? So they wanted to know. So
mm-hmm.
I put up a web page, and then that, as more and more folks started asking about it, the web page grew into a website, and then right around that time is when I went to the Unseminar in Austin in November with Pat that I was talking to y'all about, and that was the first time I actually publicly announced it, that I had told a group of people that were not just this close circle of friends who I trusted to not think I was too weird for doing it. And so I brought it out at the Unseminar, because almost at the beginning of the Unseminar, Pat had everybody go around the room and just, you know, introduce yourself and say what you're here for. What are your dreams and aspirations, and what do you hope to get out of the Unseminar, and what do you hope to give back to the Unseminar? And so I was one of the last ones to go, and I had heard all these really cool ideas that people were doing, great business ideas, great internet marketing ideas, and so then I stood up and I said, well, I'm Todd Silva, and I'm an engineer and a musician, and I give away a dollar a day. And everybody kind of looked, and people turned around and looked at me and were like, what? And I said, you know, and then I said, so I'm here to learn about how to build a website and just build a web presence for give away a dollar a day, this thing that I've started, which is still fairly new, so I don't even really know what it is yet either, and I have no idea what it means to build an internet presence. And so, you know, people were, I felt like folks were looking at me like, who the heck is this guy? But the funny thing about it is, by the end of the Unseminar weekend, people were just loving the idea. I had all kinds of folks coming up and asking about it and just saying that this is one of the most unique things and that's come along in a long time, and they've already really enjoyed it. So,
and Joe Vitale really loved it also, didn't he?
Yes, he did. And Joe's a good friend. I knew Joe pretty well when he lived in Houston many, many years ago. Actually, and when he lived in Houston, we went to a seminar together that was a huge seminar. It was one of these 10,000, 15,000 people in attendance type of seminars. And was put on by this guy, I think his name was Peter Lowe, and he had a pretty good roster of speakers at this seminar, and it was an all-day affair. He had like Christopher Reeves speak, and you know, at the time he had already been in his accident and in his horse accident, and so he was in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And he had, let's see, Elizabeth Dole, the wife of Bob Dole. He had one of the astronauts, and the guy his name is escaping me right now, but he had an astronaut. He had Zig Ziglar. He had a couple of other really motivational speakers, and it was a great day long packed with motivational speakers. So I went to this with Joe, and I could just see him glowing the entire time, and I could tell that he was really wanting to do something like that and was moving in that direction. So I had, sometime after that seminar that we went to, I got a hold of some $1 million bills, some obviously fake $1 million bills, because, you know, they're not made, they're not officially minted by the U.S. government, but these were replica $1 million bills. But the thing that was really cool about them is they weren't just a Xerox copied $1 million bill that you see on just a regular old piece of paper. Some company had actually taken the time to make these and mint them in an actual process that real bills are made in. So,
wow.
So they smelled like money, they looked and they felt like money, it had the same texture in the money if you look up real close. So I got like, I don't know, five or six of these, and I gave a few of them out, and I gave one of them to Joe. And that was back, I think, around 1997 that I gave it to him. And what was really wild is that here, this seminar that I went to with Pat O'Brien, this was in 2007, right at around 10 years later.
Mm-hmm.
So Joe was the keynote speaker at the very end on Sunday. He was the final speaker. And he went up there and he started his talk about where he said, you know, and I'm going to paraphrase a little bit here if I can. I think he said something to the effect of, you know, along the way, all kinds of people will help you and inspire you and point you in the right direction. And it just so happens that there's somebody here who gave me something many, many years ago, and he probably doesn't even remember it. And, you know, and I'm just listening to this. Everybody in the audience is kind of looking, and we're wondering, you know, who it is. And then he reaches into his back pocket and pulls out his billfold, and he pulls out this bill. And I'm starting to get a little nervous. I'm thinking, oh, no, he's not going to do this, is he? I had no idea he was going to. I didn't even know he still had it. And he was right. I had forgotten about this completely. So he finally called me up, and he said, do you remember giving this to me? And I said, I sure do. And it was so wonderful because he said, he kind of whispered to me, but everybody could hear it because he was mic'd. And he looked at me and he said, I've made my millions. Now I want to give this to you.
Oh, my gosh.
And here was this old tattered $1 million bill that he had been carrying around for 10 years in his wallet, and he gave it back to me.
How so meaningful.
It was just so wild. And I'll tell you what, I can say that now. I can share that story now with a straight face. But I'll be honest with you, when he said that to me and then we hugged afterwards, I got choked up and I got tears in my eyes. And I went back and sat down, and you know, and I couldn't really talk to people for a couple minutes because I was blown away. I was like,
yeah.
Wow, this is amazing. So
wasn't that caught on film?
Yeah.
It was. And
I've seen it.
Yeah, it was. In fact, Joe's partner Narissa filmed it and gave me the video, and so I have that up on the website. And
yes.
Oh, I'd have to go. I haven't been on my website in a while, so I don't remember the exact pages. But I think it's in like kind of all the extras stuff where there's testimonials and gratitudes and some other thoughts about give away a dollar a day. There's also the video of that and the story that goes along with that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that.
Well, it's also on YouTube. I mean, you know, just
right
up
right.
there with your stuff. I mean, I think if you. search on Todd Silva, it will come up because that's how I saw it.
Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is on YouTube because that's right, because when I built the page, I was trying to embed the video. I was trying to learn HTML along the way, and I was having trouble embedding the video. So I just said, oh, you know what, YouTube, you guys have won. You are the de facto. I'm just going to put it there, and then it's going to be easy to stick it in the web page.
Yeah. So
yeah,
that is so meaningful, really.
Yeah.
In terms of what you do with your dollar a day and everything else. So it's just so intense.
Yeah, it was. It really, and you're right, it was very meaningful, and I think what was so powerful about it is that it was a confirmation for me back from the universe, back from spirit, that said, you never know when you make a gesture or when you give something to someone or when you do something for someone, you never know when it's going to come back to you or how it's going to come back to you.
Exactly.
But in just, I think probably without exception, it does come back to you. And that's really the magic, and that's the foundation for Give Away a Dollar a Day. And there's a paradox in it. I always tell folks, don't give away a dollar a day so that you can get something, because then you're kind of doing it with you're pre-planning it, or you're trying to, you're almost negotiating with the universe and saying, hey, I'm going to do this if you do this. No, it doesn't work that way. Just give freely, and the universe will give back to you. And oftentimes it comes back to you in multiples.
Yeah, and that is the whole meaning of your program.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which is just so synchronistic.
Yeah. It is, and there's so many other aspects to it too. It's a program about giving. And it's a program about abundance and prosperity and creating abundance and prosperity for yourself by giving and by turning outward and focusing on what you can give and not just what you can get. But another aspect of Give Away a Dollar a Day that is so cool is that it's just downright fun to do.
Yeah.
I have a kick out of it every time I do it, and I still do it. And I'll share something with you guys. I think it's May 25th or something like that. I know the anniversary is coming up here pretty soon. It's right around May 25th that'll be day 1,000. So I will have been giving away a dollar a day for 1,000 days.
Oh, wow, cool.
Yeah, so I'm definitely going to write something up about that. I don't know where or how, but I'll figure that out when the time comes. But, I'm on like, I don't know, day 900 or something like that now, maybe a little past that. So I've been giving away a dollar every day since I started. And
mm-hmm.
What is amazing about it is I still have a lot of fun doing it. And I still get nervous sometimes when I'm trying to hide my dollar in a public place.
So the James Bond video you did is hilarious.
the secret dollar man.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, the secret dollar man. I mean, that thing is funny.
Oh, that was fun to do.
Yeah, and I have to admit I haven't been real good about it lately. I go through spells with it, but I always thought about you when I did it. You know, it's like I feel like I was sliding along the side of the wall. You know.
Oh, I know. It's like that. I mean, you know, there have been plenty of times where I've actually given my dollar to somebody or all. I'll share this with you. What's really wild since I began Give Away a Dollar a Day is when I go do something like get a car wash.
Mm-hmm.
I used to not tip the people who dried the car and give you and were the ones that handed you back your keys. I used to not tip them at all because I used to think, hey, I'm paying for a car wash. This is supposed to pay for all of you guys and should be good enough. Well, when I started Give Away a Dollar a Day, I decided, you know what, you guys are worthy of tipping, so I'm going to go ahead and tip you. And I think I started out by tipping them a dollar. So in other words, I just took my dollar that I was giving away and I would give it to them instead. And then I said, well, wait a minute. I don't know how much that's going to buy you nowadays, so I'm going to make sure that you can do something with it and, you know, at least put it towards something bigger, so I'm going to give you $2. And then I started realizing, you know, how much this was freeing my prosperity and freeing up my giving, because I started noticing that I would continue to give away my dollar, but I would also tip them. So I got to the point where I was no longer, I don't know if this is making sense, I got to the point where I was no longer saying that my dollar a day was counted by my giving you a tip, but instead I was still giving away a dollar a day, and I was tipping them bigger than I used would have ever done before. So it's,
yes,
just kind of, it's really kind of opened me up to a whole lot more prosperity and a whole lot more freedom with money and sharing money than I've ever had before.
Mm-hmm. And I know we're not supposed to talk about what you're getting, but besides the great feeling of abundance, but do you find that you actually are, you know, wealthier in money as now than you were when you started out?
Well, I can tell you, if the bank account is if you want me to just do the bank account check,
right?
The answer is absolutely yes. Mm-hmm. And you know, obviously, we don't need to go into details on that. But
no.
I can tell you the answer is definitely yes. And that actually came fairly soon. That's where I really got the confirmation, hey, you know, this stuff does work. And again, I want to really emphasize that when I started giving away a dollar a day, I did it as an agreement that I made with the universe. It was an agreement that I made with God.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do it so that I could get, because I didn't really know what it was yet. I didn't know what give away a dollar a day was. I was making it up as I was going along. I just said, I'm going to start giving away a dollar a day, but I don't know what the heck that means.
Mm-hmm.
But I got some pretty amazing results and pretty amazing returns fairly quickly. And, you know, I can just share that we are doing very well financially. But I also want to really say that this has gone well beyond that for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone to the point now, like I said, where I will just share something with somebody, or I'll give something that I would not have done before. I wouldn't have done previously. I've got a higher trust that I and we, meaning my family, are going to be cared for, and we're going to continue to be cared for.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got a very high degree of trust, and I didn't used to have that. I used to worry a lot. You know, I still have my days. I got to be honest. I don't. This. I'm not sure anything completely transforms a person forever and ever, such that they never look back. I think life continues to bring tests our way and continues to test us, and so I do have moments, and I do have days where I fall out of trust a little bit, and I do have some moments where I find myself worrying again, but it's a lot less frequent, and it's a lot different than it used to be before I started doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And
I almost think that's
more powerful than the financial gains or the material gains.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll tell you what, I mean, I know you guys know this. That is also longer lasting. When you have,
yes,
when you have a gain in your consciousness or in your heart or in your mind, that sticks a lot longer than a gain in your pocketbook. A whole lot longer.
Yeah. Yes, it does. It's it's the eternal truth. Kind of thing. It's like a universal truth.
Right.
Well, it's the growth of peace. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Less worry and more peace.
You know, I'll share with you guys a story that a recent story. I got. I think you all know that I have that I send out an email every couple of weeks,
mm-hmm.
and to several people around the world who are subscribing to the email, and really what I do is I just share stories about giving, and I share stories about give away a dollar a day. Sometimes I share stories on ideas for giving away a dollar a day. But they're all kind of centrally themed around giving and financial abundance and giving away a dollar. And from time to time, somebody will write to me in return, and they'll either ask a question or they'll share a story or they'll have something to say. Well, I just recently got an email from a woman who. And I was very touched by this email. She said that she really loved Give Away a Dollar Day. She said, thank you very much for this idea. But she said, but we've been struggling financially for 30 years, and my husband is just doesn't want to continue to do this because he says we're just not able to do it. So I am sorry that I'm not going to be able to continue to do it. And I just was so touched by that, and I wrote her back. And I said something to the effect of, first of all, thank you very much for sharing that and reaching out. And I want you to know that it's not an absolute requirement that you give away a dollar a day or that you give away money. Just by the fact that you have opened your heart to this, means that you have got now a new consciousness about giving. And there are many ways that you can give. And it doesn't just have to be things or stuff or money. There's many, many ways that you can give. There's many simple things that you can do. And so just keep that in your heart and continue to do that. And you have gained the abundance of the universe. You know, and I know, and I've said that to a lot of folks over the last couple of years, and I know I have to guess that for somebody that's having a real hard, tough financial situation, or somebody that's having difficulty in today's economy, or somebody that's lost their job and doesn't have any prospects and doesn't know what they're going to do next, doesn't know where the next paycheck's going to come from, I know that, I have to believe that if I would say something like that to them, that they might have a real hard time hearing that. I mean, if I was completely down in the dumps and I wasn't doing this and I wasn't aware of this and somebody tried to say that and give me enlightened words, I may not want to listen to it either. I may say, well, you're just full of poop. But nonetheless, I really think that there's some truth in that. And I think it comes in this way, that as long as we keep giving in our heart, and we keep the act of giving alive, then we may not see the result right away, and the universe may not respond right away. But you know what? We're sowing seeds. And that garden is going to sprout at some time, and it's going to come to us.
Well, the whole practice of give away a dollar a day has to do with getting it in the habit of giving every day. Period. Right.
Right.
And that's
right.
The way I've always read it.
Right.
Did you ever do the little program years ago? Unity had a little program where you put a quarter in the slot every day. Did you ever do that?
No, I didn't even know about that. And we do go to Unity. But now, what was that? What slot?
It was like a little tent board. And
okay.
It sat up beside. I don't even know if they do it anymore. But what you do, it was the same thing. You were learning to give, is what
right.
It amounts to.
Right.
And so you would, it, like the old March of Dimes things, you remember those?
Yes.
But
mm-hmm.
You would put a quarter in the slot every day until it added up to, I guess it was like $15. And then
okay.
You made a gift, you know, to Unity or whatever.
Okay.
But it was, the whole point was that it was an exercise in giving.
Right.
It doesn't matter if it's quarters or dimes or whatever you're going to do every day, to me, it isn't. But more a matter of did I give anything today?
Right.
What did I give today?
Yeah.
What did I put out there today?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love that. That's great. I had not heard of that. That's a wonderful program.
Yeah, and like I say, I don't even know if that's still available. That was probably in the 70s, late 70s or so. But it was a part of that whole prosperity consciousness exercise
kind
of thing. And yeah, I mean, that's our job, is to learn how to get in the habit of giving. It's not to learn, it's getting in a habit.
Right.
Because
right.
it is a habit.
Right.
We know how. We just
sure.
a matter of remembering to do it.
Sure, sure. That's very powerful. Very powerful.
Yeah, and as you say, with that attitude of not getting anything.
Right. It's a gift. It's a when you do it without any strings attached.
Right.
This is my gift for today. This is what I am able to give freely.
Right.
And willingly. Then there's power in that exercise.
Mm-hmm.
The actual doing, and I think materially you have to do it. I think it's a material thing. It doesn't matter if it's a penny. I think it's to feel that and say, I am able to release this to the universe, even if it's an old suit.
Right, right.
Whatever it is, this is what I'm able to return to the flow today.
Yes. Well, it's a great lesson, too, when you do have those thoughts of what can I get. That's a learning experience, too, because it's revealing to yourself how much more you just have to let go.
Right.
Right.
And if I think it's one of those places where intention, and you were talking about that a while ago, Todd, but intention in this, to me, is not such a bad thing. If you get in the habit of giving,
mm-hmm.
even out of an intention of getting, if it gets you in that habit and gets you there, you may have to learn that lesson backwards, and that's okay, too.
Right.
You know?
Well, we talked a little bit about fun a while ago, and, you know, because one thing that you're giving it's not so much that you're giving it, but when you give away a dollar a day, just about everybody I've heard from has said, and I've very much experienced this a lot, that I get some joy when I do that.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's a giggle.
I have to believe that the person that finds it gets some joy.
In fact,
I've kind of done a little bit of that, looking out of the corner of my eye, in you know, to see who did find it, and
mm-hmm.
you know, and they go off and talk to their friends, and they got a little bounce in their step. Hey, look what I found! So you're creating a moment of joy in the universe when you do that. And so there's multiple things that happen with this, and that's what's so, I think, marvelous about it, with something that is so simple as it is.
Mm-hmm.
You're giving away, which means, you know, you're giving and you're trusting and you're letting go, like you mentioned, Kate. But you're also creating this joy, not only for yourself but for the other person. So it's like you're moving the field out there. You're moving the universe, just even just for a brief moment. You're moving it in a real powerful and positive direction.
Yeah, I mean, I can almost look at my prayer blog that way, as giving that out to the universe every day.
Absolutely.
And when I get a little impatient about something in terms of, you know, well, how many readers do I have today?
Oh, yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. This is very revealing to me. It's very helpful to me to see that is not important. What is important is the gift. And it's such a beautiful rhythm to write these little things and put them out there. And God knows how many people are helped by it or not. I mean, you just don't know. And even if one person reads it and gets an aha, that's all that matters.
That's what we've always...
I mean, you're right. If you just impact one in a positive way, then the ripple effect, kind of like the pay it forward movie in the story, you've just sent something out there that makes this a better place. Just one person.
And that's the same thing we've said all along about this radio show. We've been doing this a year now. We have no idea why we're doing it.
I love it.
Whatsoever. But the results are not up to us. The results are not our job.
Yeah,
you know?
I love that. Yeah.
the results, we're just not in charge of that part of it.
Yeah.
We were told to do it, and we're doing it. And somebody, somewhere down the line, is going to be blessed by it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And we always are. We always are learning something and growing and, you know, moving forward.
Oh, that's great. That is so cool. I love it.
It's interesting to me that it's kept going, you know.
Yeah.
It has not stopped.
Well, because there's a reason. You guys are filling a need. You really are. And, I mean, you're getting fulfillment, and you're giving fulfillment to others.
Somehow, yes. And we don't, like I say, we don't know. And we don't know how many listeners are out there, and we don't know who's listening to it 10 years from now.
Right.
You know, we just don't.
Well, it's interesting, Joan, because the Moon Moo You page has almost reached 10,000 hits.
Really?
Oh, has it?
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, I just saw it while we were doing our chat a little while ago. I just think that's fascinating in and of itself.
It is. It really is. I'm amazed. I had no idea.
Wow.
That
is really good.
That is amazing. That's a lot of hits.
Yeah.
And you don't know which show they're listening to or what. You know, somebody's getting a message that they need.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
And that's what matters. I love the number. That's wonderful.
That is pretty good.
That feels good.
that's a celebration right there.
That is. It is that.
Wow.
So
you mentioned something.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, you mentioned letting go, Kate, just a little bit ago, and I my ears really perked up when you said that, because we haven't talked too much about letting go. But I think that's another thing that's something that I really started getting right away when I started giving away $1 a day, was how freeing it is and how powerful it is because of the letting go process.
Mm-hmm.
To let go requires trust and faith, and I think it works in reverse. If you want trust and faith, you have to let go. So they all work hand in hand together. And so the process of letting go in Give Away $1 a Day is built right into it. Especially for somebody who a dollar may be a little bit of a struggle for. You know, they can do it, but it's not, you know, maybe they're not a billionaire to where $1 a day is, that's easy. I mean, that's beyond even easy. It's something I'll just hire somebody else to give away $1 a day for me. But you know, for many of us, giving away $1 a day can be a little bit of a stretch. And so what it does is not only creates all these other things that we were talking about and all the joy and the giving and the trust and the faith, but it also urges a person to let go, and it starts to show them the power of their own letting go. I want to share something with you that I haven't really talked about a whole lot, but it's kind of the real foundational story to give away $1 a day. When I was really kind of searching for some answers to just some financial difficulty that I was having. And I was praying and meditating, and this was back or in the earlier part of 2007 before I started this. And I started to get, in all of my prayer and meditation work, I started just kind of gelling on the idea of you must learn to let go of whatever it is that you fear to lose.
Mm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
I got to admit something, too. I'm taking a risk here because you might just hang up on me and tell me the show's done because you're going to think I'm bonkers. But that actually is something that Yoda said in one of the Star Wars movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I'm waiting for somebody to teach a Sunday school class on Star Wars.
Oh, I mean, the guy is – you could. You literally could. In fact, I love Star Wars, and I actually – I forgot how I acquired this, but I got the script to everything Yoda said in the very first time he showed up, which was Episode 5, when Luke finally goes to the Dagobah system. And Every bit of it. I mean, if you go back and read that, it's just nothing but classic, pure Buddhism. I mean, it's
mm-hmm.
just right down the line. And it makes total sense for just living in the present time, living abundantly. It just works. So anyway, he actually said this in episode 2. He said, you must learn to let go of whatever it is that you fear to lose. And I was kind of cooking on this in my meditations that I was doing at the time. And what started coming together was that I was fearing to lose money.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, all I had to do was fill in the blanks, and the answer came. Learn to let go of whatever it is that you fear to lose. I'm fearing to lose money. So, okay, so you want me to let go of money is what you're telling me. And this is me literally having a conversation with God. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, at first I kind of laughed a little bit and I said, yeah, right. And then, but the idea didn't leave. It didn't, I tried to go on to think of other things and to meditate on other things. And each morning I kept coming back to this, and the same idea kept, excuse me, kept showing up. So it kind of worked that way. Like, okay, let go of whatever you fear to lose. So let go of money. Yeah, I've got kind of this concern about losing money. So let go of money. All right, so God, how do I do that? And I literally asked that question, and that's when I started
mm-hmm.
getting the answer of just give away a dollar. Just
oh, that's fascinating.
No, that's not what I heard first. What I heard first was give away money every day. Give away something
mm-hmm.
every day. And then I said, okay, tell me more. And I am not, I will tell you guys, I am not a highly religious man. I consider myself to be very spiritual, but I don't consider myself to be highly religious. I've never done a whole lot around religious dogma. I have not traditionally not been a real avid prayer, and I haven't had very many situations at all in my life where I can really recall where I've had a conversation with God.
Mm-hmm.
But something shifted this year, that year, 2007. Something shifted, something happened where there was almost literally a dialogue going on. And I finally got this instruction, give away a dollar a day. But what was really, really weird about it is when I got this and I said, I had finished all my arguing and my reasons why I didn't want to do it, my reasons why it sounded stupid and who in the heck would ever do this. When I had finished all the arguing and I had finally just gave in and said, and I guess let go, and I said, okay, I'll do this. What was really wild is before I even did it for the very first time, I took one further step and I said, God, I'm going to do this for the rest of my life.
Mm.
And I didn't even know what it was that I was signing up to. But the reason, it's kind of hard for me to describe, but there was something deep, deep down inside of my soul that just knew that this was right. And I almost don't want to put any more words around it. I almost don't want to say any more than that, because I want that to sit with you.
Mm-hmm.
And see how you feel about hearing that. Because I knew that it was right, and so there was no more discussion needed. I just
mm-hmm.
said, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it for the rest of my life. This is not something that I have to, this is not something I got to go, you know, I'm going to do for a week, and then I'm going to measure the results, or I'm only going to do on Tuesdays or whatever. No, I'm unconditionally agreeing to this, God. And it
wow.
was powerful. It was very powerful.
Right. And again, not worrying over the results.
Right, right.
And that's, you know, I think that's key. I think letting go of those results, you know, just this is what I understand I'm supposed to be doing, and I'm going to walk in it.
Right, right. And that, I mean, that's the ultimate test of faith, because isn't faith really, well, faith, the reason they call it blind faith is because it's like you've been given a task, you don't know what it is yet, but you just know that is the door I'm supposed to go through.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you put on your
mm-hmm.
shoes and you start walking.
What is the...
I'm going to bring Betty on.
Yes, bring Betty on it. She may know the poem I'm trying to think of, too. But and you might, Todd, but it's something or Kate.
Hello, Betty. Hello,
hey,
Betty.
Kate. Hey, Joan. Todd.
Hey,
I'm thrilled to be hearing you.
Hi, Betty. How are you?
I'm great. It's just fun to hear you.
Okay.
I have been here and away, and I've had a phone call or two, and I'm so I'm sure I've missed some of the great things. But I do want to ask you about one thing. I was thinking about I haven't been able to do the dollar a day every day, but I have made an effort to share surprises. And
oh, wow.
I think that's part of it. If I get a gift, food, for example, or whatever, then sharing that is a gift that goes elsewhere. The same way with a free coupon that for a hot dog or whatever. And then volunteerism is another way that people who are really financially strapped can give back.
Yep.
And I found that vital. I work with 75 volunteers at the hospital, as you well know, Kate.
Yeah.
And the gift of time that they give is so important. So I think it's an awareness, and the dollar days is so symbolic, and for those who can do it, it's wonderful. But if they can't, then there are other ways to give.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right, Betty. I mean, yeah, give away a dollar a day is only one way to give. And,
right.
you know, it's really helped me because it's helped raise my awareness around giving.
Exactly.
It's helped me become much more conscious about it every day. But it's definitely not the only way to give, like you said. I mean, there's many things and many ways that we can give.
I just love the whole concept and the awareness that it brings to all of us. So I appreciate what you're doing and your thoughts and your enthusiasm about them. And Kate and Joan,
yes.
It's so good to hear your voices and speak to you tonight. I'm the absolutely computer illiterate one, Todd, and so I'm not on the chat room, and I'm sorry about that. But I am with you and thinking about you, and appreciate your being here tonight.
Oh well, thank you so much,
and
thanks for calling in.
Thank you for calling in, Betty.
Okay, love ya.
Bye-bye.
Love you.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
And Todd, what Betty didn't say is we have been following you for a long time. Betty's my big sister.
That's what I thought. I thought she was. And
yeah.
She's the one that you wrote the book with, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And we have followed giveaway a dollar a day. But there is this poem that I'm trying to think of that fits all of this, and it's something like, Lord, I don't know where we're going. Do you know what I'm talking about? I have no idea where I'm going, but I know that you're leading, and wherever it is, you're going to take care of it. I can't remember how that goes.
Yeah.
Y'all, either one of you know what I'm talking about.
It's kind of fuzzy to me, but I think I may have seen it before.
I can't get there for whatever reason, but
yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
But yeah, it's so right. It's
blind faith.
That's not the footprints in the sand one, is it?
Mm-mm. Nope. And I can't get there, but
yeah.
I will eventually.
But yeah, that's what trust is all about, is you know, not knowing. And I'll tell you another aspect of this whole thing that's been a lot of fun is it's been an opportunity for me to kind of, you know, to kind of look at how I react and how I do certain situations or show up in certain situations. Because I mean, I'm obviously a guy, I'm male, and I am also an engineer, and those two things could be considered strikes against me for accepting a task in faith. because as an engineer, I want to have proof. You know, I want to know it's going to work before I start it. And as a man, I also, you know, I got that old black and white thinker part of me that says, well, I want the proof that this is going to work, and then I'll do it. And so I really had to, along the way, in the beginning with Giveaway a Dollar a Day, I had to just cast both of those characters out and say, engineer, go take a hike, and and dude, you know, you go take a little rest right now, that Todd's heart's going to kind of lead this one, okay? And it's been, because of that, this has been very healing. It really has.
Well, it's such a test for somebody with that engineering personality.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's a real, I struggle with surrender all over the place, and it's a lesson I learn again and again and again. But, yeah, for an engineer, that's a biggie. That's like the biggest test you could be given, right?
You got that right. Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, it goes to show you how far we've all come with our male-female role things just falling away.
Yep, yep. Well, it's, you know, I think we are, you know, ultimately we are seeking balance, you know.
Yes.
That's hopefully that's where we're going with all this.
Yes, I think so. There's so much positive things going on that so many people don't see because they're so afraid of whatever. And
yeah.
It's just this sort of, you know, this kind of program that you're discussing and all the different things we're all doing is just a way of changing the world.
Yeah, yeah.
By changing ourselves first.
Right. There's the, who does the Make a Difference .com? Is that, that's a Unity person. Is that Mary Ann Morrissey?
Oh, I don't know.
Mary Ann Williamson.
You just said that name. She is has some wonderful quotes.
MakeADifference.com.
I think it's either MakeADifference.com or MakeADifference.org.
Mary Robinson Reynolds does.
Mary Robinson Reynolds. There you go. Yeah. I'm sorry. And, yeah, I just love the stuff that she does because she, you know, she talks about just all the people that are, that make a difference through their everyday works. And, you know, just what you guys are doing with the show and what you're doing with your prayer emails and your blogs and reaching out to people, and then give away a dollar a day. All of these things that all of us that are doing, is we're all reaching out and touching each other's lives, and we are making a difference. And all those little bitty differences, those add up.
Yeah.
That's where we get powerful change.
Yeah. And that's the stuff we can't see the big picture.
That's
and
right.
That's a blessing, probably.
You're right.
We can't see the big picture, but again, our job's to do the job.
Yeah.
When years ago when I was with March of Dimes, I remember that was a big lesson I had to learn. But I ended up with, it's not my job to control results. My job is to do the job.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And the results are not in my hands, period.
Yep.
Go out here and do the best I can do day after day, and the results are not for me to worry about.
Right.
And, of course, we were very, you know, with that kind of a job, you're very much in fundraising mode and you have dollar goals and all of that kind of thing. And I about drove myself crazy with that. And I had to get back to my job's to do the job.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
and we broke records that first year. But I finally figured that thing out.
Wow.
Because I couldn't focus on that goal. You know.
Wow.
My job was to do the job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. I like that.
Yeah,
I think my wife has said that, you know, it's our job to take the action steps and then let the universe fill in the details.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Because we don't know a lot of times what we're doing.
Right.
You know, I've had people that would write me a note like years later and say, this mattered to me. This was important to me. This event, this something that you said, that you did, that you what. And you think, I didn't even know that was going on. And
wow.
That's where it is. That's where it is. Yeah. And I think that's a tough lesson to learn.
Yeah, yeah.
It is for me, and it's one I have to keep learning.
Yeah.
It's kind of a lesson in faith, isn't it?
It
is definitely a lesson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a faith walk. It's all a faith walk. It's all about process.
Yep. think
it's
you're right.
All about process and very little about results, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And that's tough because we're results-oriented.
Yes.
People.
We are.
Yes.
Yeah, and our culture does that. You know, our mm-hmm. culture is very driven, and you're right. I mean, it's like, how much did you produce today? And
right.
How much mm-hmm. did you overcome and overtake the competition and all that stuff? And I think there's a place for that. I think that is needed sometimes, but let's bring back in that balance that we talked about
mm-hmm.
earlier and realize that there are times where maybe there is a bigger picture or maybe there's a way to look beyond just that.
Well, and mm-hmm. and the balance thing is the other thing that I think is a necessity for us all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is balancing all of this. You know, yes, have a goal. Yes, strive for the goal. But at the same time, realize that you have a job to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
that may or may not be connected with that goal.
Right.
Oh, my Presbyterian's sticking out. Everything in decent and in order, right?
Well, that's my problem is, Joan, is because I was raised Presbyterian too.
Were you?
Well,
oh.
That's amazing because I was raised Presbyterian and then ended up in Unity just like you. So.
How about
wow.
that?
Yeah.
So there's something about our Presbyterianism that led us that way, I guess.
Yep.
But
maybe you probably went running that way.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I should admit this, but when I was in Sunday school and I did the whole bit when I was very young, and then I was given a choice at some point in my teenage years. Okay, you've gone through school, you've gone through everything. I'm talking about Sunday school and church. You've gone through everything. Now it's your choice whether you want to continue or not going to church. And I said, really? Oh, if it's my choice, then the answer is no. I want to sleep in on Sunday morning. So my tenure with the Presbyterian Church didn't last forever. But then I stepped foot in a Unity church that was recommended by a friend when I was, I think, in my 30s. And, God, it was really wild. When I went to one Sunday service, and I was kind of really expecting this, all right, I'm going to go, and I'm my arms were almost folded, and I was in total distrust mode, and I was in total skeptical mode. I was like, all right, I'm coming because a friend recommended this, that this is a good place to come, but boy, you better convince me that this is a decent place, and I shouldn't run for the door as fast as I can. I'll tell you what, I love that place. It was
yeah.
so
mm-hmm.
cool, and it was so warm and so inviting. And it was funny because it was in June in Houston many, many years ago, and June here is hot, but I did what I thought you were supposed to do in church. I wore a suit and a tie, and
oh,
I was
my goodness.
All dressed up sharp, and I went to church, and there were people, this was a big church too, there were people with shorts and sandals on, and men with ponytails, you know, and I said, wow, this place is okay. You know, something about it that I liked.
Yeah.
Well, you know Carol Wingert and
uh-huh.
2020. Carol is in the chat room, and she says she was raised Presbyterian and now is Unity, too.
How about that, Carol? I did not realize that.
We talk a lot, Carol and 2020 and I, and I did not know that. I did not know she was a Presbyterian. So, Carol,
I
learned something new about you every day.
So. Yes, that's wonderful. Carol and 2020 come on Moon Moo and You once a month.
Oh, wow, cool.
Which is really fun. We
yeah.
really enjoy it.
Yeah,
they
we're learning.
Great, they are great people, I'll tell you.
Oh, they are.
I love them both tremendously.
I do, too.
Yeah.
They're just, you really feel like you're with people like all of us and all of them and all of their friends, and there's this branching out of just people really trying to, not trying, but actually changing the world one soul at a time.
Mm-hmm.
It's really great.
Yeah. Well, it gets back to what we were talking about with make a difference.
Right.
We are, each one of us are making a difference in our own way. And we're,
right.
and
yes.
we're doing it with each other.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Knowing we can't do it without each other.
You got that right. I'll
yeah.
tell you.
Well, we have about 20 seconds left on the program.
Thank you, Todd. This has been super.
Oh, Joan and Kate, thank you so much. You guys are wonderful. I love you both, and what you're doing with this show is just so fantastic. So thank you, and thank you for inviting me on.
Thank you so much for coming on. And well, we're going to play the music of Klaus Jensen, music for mother and child. So listen up, everybody. This is wonderful stuff.